A four-month investigation blames both the executive and legislative branches of government for inadequate security at U.S. embassies around the world. The inquiry was launched after car bombs destroyed the U.S. missions in Kenya and Tanzania last summer. A report summarizing the investigation was released today. It concludes that Washington did not provide enough funding for embassy security over the past 10 years. It does not blame any one agency or any session of Congress for the problem. NPR's Ted Clark has details.
The August 7th attacks on the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed 258 people, including 12 Americans. The tragedy revealed how vulnerable many U.S. embassies are to car bombs. The State Department says 88% of the buildings are not set back 100 feet from the nearest street, as they should be, according to standards set 14 years ago. Today's report concludes that Congress, successive administrations, and many U.S. officials gave relatively low priority to embassy security. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
The report suggests that responsibility for this failure must be shared broadly, including by the Secretary of State, and I accept that. It reminds us all that no matter how much we care, no matter how much we do, we can always do more when the lives of our people are on the line.
The investigation concluded that much more money should be allocated to improve embassy security, $1.5 billion more in each of the next 10 years. Secretary Albright.
Additional funds for security must be obtained without diverting funds from our major foreign affairs programs. And let me emphasize this point because it's key. We must not hollow out our foreign policy. We need to protect our diplomats, but we also need the resources required to protect American interests.
But the panel that investigated the East Africa bombing suggests it would be easier to protect U.S. missions if there were fewer of them, if embassies in high-risk areas were consolidated. Admiral William Crow, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, headed the investigation.
We should look at the possibility of reducing the number of embassies. Incidentally, let me be very candid. That's a tender subject in the State Department, because it has always been an American principle that we will fly the flag in as many locations as possible overseas. But we strongly urge that this subject be examined and that these possibilities be looked at very carefully, with an open mind.
Admiral Crow suggested that Congress would be more inclined to provide additional funds for embassy security if some of the missions were consolidated. But with or without consolidation, he stressed that additional funds must be appropriated, that emerging terrorist networks have irrevocably changed the threat environment for Americans assigned to embassies.
Old assumptions are no longer valid. Today, U.S. government employees from many departments and agencies overseas work and live in harm's way just as military people do. We must acknowledge this fact of life and bend every effort to continually remind Congress and our citizenry of this reality.
Crow said the nation must provide for the safety of Americans serving abroad. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.